اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And I am really happy to inform you that some of the students of Sevier International School are here with us in this session, and I really welcome them. Salam, Hussein Ruhullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Are you all right?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Welcome. Ali Nasir.
Alaikum assalam.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, good. And Fawad Haider.
Salam, sir.
Salam.
I'm fine. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. And Hassan Nasrullah.
Salamun alaikum, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Salamun alaikum. So, welcome, brothers. So, today, inshallah, we will practice Surah Al-Masad on chapter 30 of the Quran Kareem, the last, the second last page. Yes? What page is it? 603. Okay, good. Surah Al-Masad. So, we will have a short explanation. We will have like the Tajweed rules practically, inshallah, and we'll recite it, okay? We'll practice the recitation. But now, let everyone listen to the recitation, then inshallah we'll practice together.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin wa tab ma aghna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab. سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامراته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد.
So great, that was nice recitation, alhamdulillah. Now I will be reciting. Make sure you students and also brothers and sisters who are listening to us on IRIB English Radio right now, they will listen and practice with us. Okay? Let's go. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب.
تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب.
ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب.
ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب.
سيصلى نارا ذات لهب.
سيصلى نارا ذات لهب.
وامرأته حمالة الحطب.
وامرأته حمالة الحطب.
في جيدها حبل من مسد.
في جيدها حبل من مسد.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah Almighty here talks about the story of Abu Lahab. who is the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, okay, and the Prophet. Now, you know, Abu Lahab was an uncle for the Prophet, okay, who really did not like the Prophet. He was kind of the enemy of the Prophet, okay. He was against Islam, against the teachings of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was spreading or inviting people towards Allah Almighty, towards Tawheed, towards Islam, so Abu Lahab was spreading opposite teachings. We're telling the people, don't accept his sayings. He's, God forbid, he's a lawyer. He's like, yes, a lot of bad attributes, a lot of bad things he was saying to the Prophet. So here, tabbat yada Abi Lahab wa tab, okay, this, it means perish the hands of Abu Lahab and perish he. Here, it is a kind of sentence, okay, that wants to tell you that you have to stay away from the message of this ayah is this, that you should stay away from the people who are not knowledgeable, the people who are dumb, okay? Simply, stay away from them. Why? Because dumb people, crazy people, okay, if you kind of, for example, challenge them, okay, of course you are the loser. You're the loser, okay? Because you cannot make him be a good person. Instead, he will make you be a crazy person. And one thing, Abu Lahab was opposite of Islam, right? And he was not accepting the teachings of Islam, so he was a kafir, simply, a mushrik. Okay? So, where does a mushrik go if he does not repent, if he does not ask Allah Almighty for forgiveness, if he does not believe in Allah Almighty? His eternal life is in hellfire. Simple as that, okay? Because he has seen the truth and he has not believed in it. So, of course, it's something clear. Okay? Hellfire is the best place, actually, for him. For such kind of person. Alright? Make sure sometimes Allah Almighty... Allah Almighty, as we said earlier, and I think in Surah Al-Fatiha, the very first session, we explained that Allah Almighty is so kind, so merciful. In Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, we have this meaning, the all-beneficent, the all-merciful. But at the same time, Allah Almighty is the all-punishing as well. He knows how to punish. So guys, we should stay away from the punishments of Allah Almighty because they are so difficult, okay? Inshallah, we should be on the path, okay? On the guidance side, okay? On the right side. And stay away from the bad things, from the evil things. Inshallah, may Allah Almighty do not count as among those who go to the hellfire. May Allah Almighty count us among those who go to the heaven, inshallah. Okay? The anger of Allah Almighty sometimes causes us to do kind of lose the blessings of Allah Almighty. So, that is a message I told you from this ayah, this surah, okay? The explanation, the interpretation, inshallah, how the story happened, so what happened to Abu Lahab in that time, a lot of things, a lot of teachings, okay, you can learn from the interpretations of the Quran Kareem, the tafasir, I mean, okay, make sure you refer. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. Alright guys, now we'll move on to the Tajweed rules. We'll explain the very important ones, okay? And practice the recitation as well. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ahsantum. The pronunciation of the letter ha. and ha. Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab.
Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab.
Ahsantum. Tabbat yada abi. This mad is not wajib. Why, Hussein?
Because Hamza and mad are separate.
Are in separate words, in two words. Mad or alif is in one word. Hamza is another word. So if they are in two separate words, the mad is not wajib. Instead, it's jaiz. So you can stretch it. You can avoid the stretching. Right? Tabbat yada or tabbat yada abi. Right? Abi lahabin. Tanween kasra plus waw.
Idgham.
Idgham. Merge them, right, Hassan?
Yes.
Make them one. Merge them. Lahabin. Actually, it changes to waw. Lahabiw. Lahabiwatab. Right? That's the rule. Watab. When you stop ba, the harakat, which it has, it's a fatha, it changes to a sukun. When it changes it to a sukun, we got a sakin ba. Sakin ba is amongst the qutbajad letters, which you produce an echoing sound. What was it called?
Qalqala.
Qalqala. Tabbat yada abi lahabin watab. And also it has a tashdeed. We said earlier in Tajweed rules that we have three steps or three levels of qalqala. The very normal one, the weak one, the normal one, and the strong one. This is the strong one. Watab. Because it has a tashdeed. Right? A tashdeed, and also it's at the end of the ayah, you change it to sukun, and tashdeed is also there. So, tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab. Right?
Yes.
Next ayah. Ma aghna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab. Repeat.
ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب.
أحسنتم. The قلقلة on this word, in this, the last word in this ayah, كسب, it's a weak one. A normal one, sorry, a normal one, okay? Because you stop here and you change a متحرك letter to a ساكن letter. So this is a normal قلقلة.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. When it has a تشديد, it's a strong one. When you change the harakat to sukun to make it sakin, okay, it is normal one. But what was the weak qalqala? The weak qalqala was that the letter in the middle of a word is sakin. Like abtar. This is a weak one, but here kasab. Right? Watab. Look, they are different. Okay? That's the beauty of tajweed. Ma aghna. The mad and ma is not also wajib. It's jaiz because aghna starts with hamza. It's another word. Right? Anhu. Noon sakin. Hassan. Noon sakin. What comes after noon sakin? Anhu. Ha. Right?
Yes.
Yes. So ha is amongst the throat letters. Hamza. Ha. Ha. Kha. Ain. Ghain.
Izhar.
The rule izhar is applied. Right? Hassan. Right? Mashallah. It means just normally read. Noon has to be pronounced as noon sound. Anhu. Do not say anhu. No hide, no merge, no
change.
Change, no rule is applied. That's it. Maluhu. There is a baby wow. Make sure you stretch the sound. Maluhu. Hu. Wa ma kasab. That's it. Sayasla, sayasla, naran, dhata lahab. Repeat.
Sayasla, naran, dhata lahab.
Ahsantum. La, alif mad. Na, alif mad. Ran, tanween, fatha. Plus, dhal. Next word starts with dhal. Dhal is amongst the rest of the letters, not in the group of Yarmalun, not in the group of Iqlab, not in the group of Ilhar, in the group of
Ikhfa.
So we gotta hide the sound of Tanween. An sound it has, na run, an sound, you should hide it. hide the sound. نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبْ سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبْ. Go on.
سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبْ.
أحسن. وَامْرَأَتُهُ, there is a wow, هُو حَمَّى, مِمْ مُشَدَّدْ, حَمَّى غُنَّسَ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبْ. طه, make sure. في جيدها حبل من مسد. حبل ويك قلقلة. حبل and تنوين plus ميم إدغام مرتم. حبل من مسد again من مسد إدغام. So repeat after me. We'll finish. وامرأته حمالة الحطب.
وامرأته حمالة الحطب.
في جيدها حبل من مسد.
في جيدها حبل من مسد.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. Guys, that was a short explanation about this surah. Okay, make sure you refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, for more information. And the Tajweed rules, we practice, listen, and repeat. Stay, brothers and sisters, with us every day on IRIB English Radio with a new Quranic session. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. We really recommend you stay with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajah.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن